You're listening to Pastor Stephen G. Lightfoot's podcast, Sermons and Homilies by the Reverend Stephen G. Lightfoot. Pastor Stephen is an ordained elder in the Global Methodist Church and serves as senior pastor to First Methodist Church Splendora and Shepherd Methodist Church in Southeast Texas. Here is today's episode. So this morning I want to continue in Paul's letter to the Colossians. I'm in chapter 2, beginning at verse 6, where Paul is discussing a full life in Jesus Christ. He begins this way. He says, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving." So Paul's telling us that my counsel for you this morning is simple and pretty straightforward. Just go ahead with what you've already been given. You received Christ Jesus, the Master. Now live with him. You're deeply rooted in him. You're well constructed upon him. You know your way around the faith. Now do what you've been taught. He's essentially saying, church, school's out. Quit studying the subject and start practicing it. Let your living spill over into thanksgiving. He's saying it's time for us to get on with the gospel. Now that we know Christ, it's time for us to make Christ known. And so he continues in verse 8. He says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in Christ, the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. And you have come to fullness in him who is the head of every ruler and every authority." Paul's saying, watch out for people who try to dazzle you with big words and intellectual double talk. Watch out for people who want to drag you off into endless arguments that never amount to anything. Those kind of people spread their ideas through the empty traditions of human thought and the empty superstitions of false spirit beings. But that's not the way of Jesus Christ. Everything that is of God gets expressed through him so that you can see and hear him clearly. You don't need a telescope, a microscope, or a horoscope to realize the fullness of Jesus Christ and the emptiness of the universe without Jesus. When you come to Jesus, that fullness comes together for you also. His power extends over everything, including you and your experience. He's saying it's time we realize that Christ died, buried, and resurrected is enough. Jesus is sufficient. Turn to somebody next to you and say, Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough. Jesus is all we need. So Paul continues in verse 11. "In him also you were circumcised with a spiritual circumcision by putting off the body of the flesh in the circumcision of Christ. When you were buried with him in baptism, you were also raised with him through faith in the power of God." God who raised Jesus from the dead. "And when you were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive together with him when he forgave us all of our trespasses, erasing the record that stood against us with its legal demands over our lives. He set all of this aside and nailed it to the cross of Christ. See, Paul's saying that entering into this fullness that God offers us is not something that you figure out or achieve on your own. It's not a matter of keeping the law. It's not a matter of being circumcised or keeping a long list of to-dos. No, you're already insiders in God's kingdom, not through some secretive initiation rite, but rather through what Christ has already gone through for you, destroying for you the power of sin and its dominion over your life. If it's an initiation ritual that you're after, you've already received it by submitting to baptism. Going under the water, being sprinkled, being doused with water in your baptism, whether it was in your infancy or whether it was yesterday, was a burial for your old way of life. Coming up out of the water was a resurrection. God raising you from the dead just as he did Christ. When you were stuck in your old sin-dead life, you were incapable of responding to God and everything that God offered. But God brought you alive right along with Christ. Really, think of this. All sins forgiven, the slate wiped clean, that old arrest warrant was canceled, and God nailed it to the cross of Jesus. You see, Jesus paid it all. There's no balance due for any believer. The debt of sin is canceled. It is paid in full. So my question this morning to you is, why are we still insisting on walking around in bondage? Why don't we claim the prize that God has offered? Why don't we embrace the freedom of a debt-free life? Jesus came to give us life, and not just life, but life more abundant. Why then are we shackling ourselves when Jesus Christ has broken the chains? I would submit to you this morning that you need to cast off the burden of sin and live in the debt-free kingdom of God, because it is yours for the asking. It is yours to receive. All it takes is a simple yes to Jesus. How can anyone not be excited about this free gift that God has given us? You know, if you just happen to be tuning in to the live stream this morning, or if you pick this up on the post later, or you listen in on the podcast, however you receive this message, I know it goes out across the globe. I've seen it. Nearly 1,000 cities now. In 100 countries around the globe, listen to this service and this message. Nearly 25,000 downloads since we began this mission of broadcasting. So I know there are folks out there listening. The question is, do you think that because you happen to be listening from your armchair this morning, that God doesn't see you and want a relationship with you? Because he does. He has extended this gift to everyone. The Holy Spirit is at work in the world to provide the God power to help us spread the message of the free gift of the gospel. He is active in the whole world and within each of us as believers. And if we will only tune into Him, He will open incredible windows and orchestrate amazing wonders through us, the church, the believers in Christ, to advance the kingdom of God in the world. You are a movement as the body of Christ. You're not a static group of people that meets inside four walls and remains there. No, you are a movement through the world. And so, it's time for us, as Paul says, to get on with the gospel. You know Christ. Now go make Him known to those that need Him. Here's an interesting bit of trivia that serves as evidence of the Holy Spirit's ability to engage in divine grace-filled appointments with His people. Everybody's got a red hymnal, or there's one close to you. Share. And open it to page 249. Look at that. They took my message title and printed it in the hymnal. It's amazing. Amazing. Now, what I want you to do is really quickly look at the bottom of the page, and you'll see words, colon, Elvina M. Hall. Everybody see that? And then right below that, it says music, colon, John T. Grape. Now, Elvina M. Hall and John T. Grape, back in 1865, Elvina Hall was a member of the Monument Street Methodist Church in Baltimore, Maryland. And the choir director at Monument Street Methodist was, guess who? John Thomas Grape. John Thomas Grape composed a piece of music without words entitled All to Christ I Owe. The pastor of Monument Street Methodist was a Reverend George W. Schreck, not the one of movie fame. He was not an ogre. He heard Grape's music, and he immediately recalled the lyrics that he had read, written by Elvina Hall, and he suggested, by the power of the Holy Spirit leading him, that Grape and Hall collaborate and combine Grape's music with Hall's words, and the finished hymn they sent to a professor, Theodore Perkins, who was a hymn writer, who published it in a monthly periodical called Sabbath Carols. And from that moment forward, this hymn, Jesus Paid It All, has appeared in hymnals and is sung at churches all over the country, indeed all over the world. And it's even enjoyed a popular resurgence in contemporary Christian music. Christian artists like Chris Tomlin, Christian Stanfield, and others have brought this powerful Holy Spirit-led hymn into popular Christian music. Stand as you are able. We're going to sing all four verses. Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. For nothing good have I, whereby thy grace to claim. I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. And when before thy throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat, Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Be seated. See, friends, Jesus did indeed pay it all. All we do owe to him. This week, as you go out from this place, look for the leading of the Holy Spirit on your lives. Don't be afraid to step out in faith as he leads, because like Elvina Hall and John Thomas Grape, you too have divine appointments in your future. Appointments that have lasting impact for the advancement of the kingdom of God. And those appointments, by the way, don't take place here in the sanctuary. They take place out there in your mission field. Step out in faith. Know Christ and make Christ known. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Come back again next week for a new message. And until then, may God bless you and keep you.